This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us again from, are you in Yuma?
I am in Yuma now.
Okay. Joining us again from Yuma, Arizona is the most read person, as in R-E-A-D, the person that writes articles that more people read within the gun industry, the gun niche, if you will, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, and we seem to be holding our own in gun sales due to political incentives by the people who want to disarm us.
Well, let's talk about that.
yeah.
Let's talk about
we've
that.
It's not a record number for 2019 for gun sales, but it's high, and the number of background checks is a record level, over 28 million for the year. But what's happened is we've had many millions, and we're up to 19 million at least, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did the latest survey that it would come up to 20 million people with carry permits of some kind or another. And virtually all those carry permits require that a background check be done. So we've got checks for carry permits, and then we've got the rechecks. And the rechecks and the checks for the permits all count as background checks.
Right.
In that 28 million. So the numbers of checks and rechecks for permits have become so high that they're over half the total. And so you have to factor them out to try to get an idea how firearm sales are doing. And even then, you don't have a precise number because people in about half the states that have permits can buy guns without going through a background check.
That's what I was about to point out.
Is the permit.
That's what I was about to point out. You know, I don't know how we would have to. There's got to be some way we can actually find out units moved.
Well, what we can do, but it takes a while, is that the FBI is the one that keeps track of the background checks of the NICS system. That must have been quite a coup for them to get responsibility for it, because it's a plum. You know, lots of manpower and money goes with it. But the ATF still keeps track of the commerce in firearms, and they get reports every year about how many guns are manufactured, how many guns are imported, how many are exported. And if you look at those numbers, you can get a pretty good idea of the actual increase in the number of guns in the country from one year to the next. Because you're not looking at checks, you're looking at how many are manufactured and how many are imported and how many are exported. Well, you put those three numbers together, you get an idea of the increase. But that has a little bit of a problem to be timely, because by law they're required not to report on the number. Well, the ATF is not allowed to publish the numbers of guns manufactured until a year after the data comes in. And that's to protect proprietary information
Sure.
from the manufacturers. So we're always about a year behind in knowing how many guns were actually added to the civilian stock in the United States. But it's been increasing, and we're pretty, well, we're probably over 430 million in 2019, we added about another estimated 13, 14 million. So that would put us at about, you know, 445 million or so in the U.S. right now.
Wouldn't you think that concealed permit holders, if they buy, I mean, is it, if the average concealed permit holder is somebody that's really into the gun thing, wouldn't you think? And, I mean, is it too far to say that they might buy three or four guns a year?
It's really hard to know. I have had, I taught concealed carry permit courses for 15 years.
Sure.
And you would get a percentage of people who were very interested in guns and bought a lot of guns and did a lot of shooting. But you would also get the people who the only gun they bought was one for concealed carry, and that was it, and they weren't interested in anything else.
Right.
So it's really a significant variation, and I don't know if anybody has studied it. But it's hard to believe that people who go to the trouble to get a concealed carry permit wouldn't have more guns than people who don't.
Well, let's say that the concealed carry permit holders of the United States that can get one without having to go through a background check, so it's not even, that doesn't even
right,
register
it's
on
it.
Right. If they bought one a year, that's 19 million guns hitting the streets.
Right. But we do know, I mean, we know how many are imported. Sure, there could be a few illegal imports. We don't know how many. There are people who make their own. That's another addition that we don't know about.
It's not a very big number, do you think? Yeah, that would be a big number.
And then we get some that are destroyed, you know, by accident or dropped in a lake or lost somewhere.
Serious boating accidents.
Illegal exports, too.
Right.
So I just, in my assumptions about how many exist in the U.S., I figure the illegal exports and illegal imports and guns that are made and guns that are lost kind of cancel out. And so it's probably pretty close to adding what the ATF reports is coming in. And we're no slouch. The U.S. has more guns than anywhere else in the world. I think we have something like 60% of all the guns in the world are in civilian hands in the U.S. That's for all the militaries of the world and all the civilians elsewhere. They're the second biggest place in number of guns, not percentage by any means, is China. Supposedly they have about 50 million mostly illegal guns there in China. But that's, you know, one-ninth of what we have here in the U.S.
Yeah.
And another big place where they have quite a few guns is India, because they've had to learn how to make their own guns in their little small shops, and they call them country-made guns, ever since the British imposed gun control on them about 1857 or so. So they have some tens of millions. We don't know exactly how many because, of course, most of them are illegal and not registered. But there was an estimate that they make about 2.5 million illegal guns a year. And that was from the Small Arms Survey out of Geneva, which is nowhere near an NRA-like organization. Their premise is that there's probably too many guns in the world. But they seem to be to legitimately try to get as accurate numbers as they can.
How do they double-check that, though? How would they double-check and make a guesstimate? At how, you know what? We're coming up on the break, so don't even worry about answering that. But my question would be, how do you double-check that? How do you fact-check yourself on that one?
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
For those of you that like to hear Dean when he comes on here, which Dean stuff that Dean writes is just fascinating. If you want to see the most modern of his articles, the latest of his articles, you need to go to ammoland.com. There's probably nearly 1,400 articles there. If he'd written 14,000 articles, Dean would be like the oldest living man on the planet, I think. So I'm not going to add that to you. Not going to add that to you.
110.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to writer and activist and instructor and all these other things it is. And that is Dean Weingarten. Dean, in Virginia, aren't they relatively, I mean, they're a relatively safe state. I mean, aren't they like the fourth? They come in fourth in the least amount of crime in the United States?
Well, they're pretty safe compared to Maryland, which is right next door. And they're no Chicago, and they're not Louisiana. So, yeah, they don't have a huge amount of crime. It's an ideological conflict that's going on there. The people who want big government to tell everybody what to do just abhor the idea that government should be limited in any way. And the Second Amendment is one of the most obvious limitations on government, so they hate it with a passion. None of this stuff that they are pushing is likely to reduce crime or save any lives. There was just a pretty decent-sized study out of California which studied their background checks, which was implemented as well as an increase in the number of prohibited possessors. They added violent misdemeanor to the mix of people who had committed that became prohibited possessors. And they looked at what happened when they instituted the universal background check and this additional selection of prohibited possessors, and there was no effect from 10 years before it was put into effect until 10 years after. They couldn't detect any significant effect on either suicides or homicides with a gun or without a gun. It just didn't have any effect that you could measure, and yet that's what they want to implement in Virginia. It's purely ideological. It's a power play. They want to prove that they can boss everybody else around, that there is no limitation on their power. So I think that's why they're doing it. It has nothing to do with crime.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, in Virginia right now, I've read that they have a crystal meth fentanyl problem.
They probably do. I mean, it's a pretty common problem. I'd have to look at the statistics to see what the murder rate is in Virginia overall. I don't have it right in front of me. I could probably get it during the break. And I see a lot of stories of violence involving methamphetamine. People get high, and it's said that there's a tendency for people on meth to become paranoid. And I read a fair number of stories where people claim, you know, demons are after me, or they're trying to kill me, or somebody on meth kills people or attacks them, thinking that they are aliens or demons or whatever. So there is a significant amount of violent crime associated with methamphetamine use. I would say far more than you see with, say, marijuana or heroin.
Right.
It's just a different type of drug and probably one of the more dangerous types of drugs. But I don't see that and guns are not really connected in some way to either increase or decrease crime. What happens, and this is my opinion, I don't see anybody who's ever done a study on this precisely. John Lott shows that there is a slight decrease in violent crime when you get more people with concealed carry permits. But it's not a real large number, you know, it's probably measurable. But what I think is more likely is the people who prepare and carry guns are less likely to be victims of crime. And the criminals, you know, tend to pick other victims. And that's why you don't have a big decrease. And in places like Florida, what they've seen is an increase in justified homicides when there is any increase in homicides at all. A big part of it is justified homicides. Well, people who believe you should be able to defend yourself don't see that as a negative. They say if it's a justified homicide, you know, it was probably a positive thing that it happened instead of the other person being killed.
Right.
Not that we want people to die violent deaths, but we live in reality. It isn't a kumbaya world.
No.
And where it's much more of a cultural thing than it is a weapons thing. And in any place where we see heavy-handed gun regulation go into place, you don't see a decrease in violent crime. You don't see a decrease in homicide. You don't see a decrease in suicide. You might see some substitution effect if you make the controls exceptionally draconian. But you don't see an overall decrease. So all you have done is impose your will on an unwilling population and disarm them. But I think most of the time that's what the governments are really after. They're not really after reducing crime. They don't want their population armed.
Is there anywhere we know of where they have imposed very heavy, heavy gun control in the United States where crime has actually gone down?
Well, it all depends on how you look at it. If you break it down to the smallest levels, I'm sure that you can find a city somewhere where gun control was imposed and crime went down for a little while. And that's what we see in a fair amount of studies. I think in Missouri, for example, they decreased their gun regulations for a little bit, and you had some crime drop for a couple of years. And so they'll look at that particular place in time without looking at the broader picture and say, see, it works. But when you look over a longer period of time and you look more places, you find that it really doesn't. I mean, there's enough noise in the data that if you look hard enough, you can find a place in time where crime dropped and gun control were both imposed at about the same time. But there aren't very many of them. And there, on the other side, you find plenty of places where gun control was imposed and crime increased. So while John Watt, I think he does a lot of good work, and I think that you can show that there is a decrease in violent crime with more people carrying concealed weapons, it's not a large, large signal. You have to tease it out of the data, as it were. And the other guy tries to do the same thing.
Let me get you to hold right there. I got a question for you when we get back. You can find Dean's stuff at Ammoland.com. Sometime next week, we're going to be sitting down and pre-recording some of our stuff there on site at SHOT Show. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate impeachment trial continues against President Trump, Democrats are continuing to hammer home the point that the president solicited foreign interference in the 2020 U.S. election. As far as what sort of defense we can expect from the president's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, one of those attorneys, joins Fox News and says...
Yeah, well, look, I mean, in part, we're responding to what they're saying, but we're also going to put on an affirmative case that not only with the president was completely legal, completely constitutional, perfectly legal, perfectly constitutional, perfectly appropriate, but that the idea that this reaches the level of impeachment, legally speaking, is really absurd.
Boeing is planning to begin production of its 737 MAX before regulators give the green light on the aircraft. The aerospace giant's new CEO told reporters that they have to get the line started up again. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I'm about to hit him flat-footed, but this is just on my mind. We're at the 12th anniversary of the Heller decision, Dean.
Yes.
When I look back at it, and I look at everything they've managed to accomplish off of it and everything, I kind of think that was a botched ruling.
Well, I think what happened, and I don't entirely disagree, I think you had four justices that wanted a decent ruling and an honest one. You had four that wanted to continue to suppress Second Amendment rights, and you had Justice Kennedy. And we have read, we've been told by... Who's the justice that recently retired? Not Kennedy, the one for him. I'd have to dig it up. But he said that, and he is far left to Stevens, Justice Stevens, said that he persuaded Kennedy to extort Justice Scalia into putting in the caveats into the Heller decision, you know, where it said longstanding rules will not be overturned and that kind of thing. And so that was the bug, the fly in the ointment, where many of these appeals courts have been refusing to uphold the Heller decision. And then the Supreme Court, McDonald occurred in there, which applied the Heller decision to the states. But then the Supreme Court has basically refused to hear hardly any significant Second Amendment cases for the last 10 years. So while we have made significant progress, and I think Heller had a lot to do with it, we haven't had the Supreme Court upholding the Heller decision. And I think we can agree on that. It's been needed for over the last 10 years, but they just haven't heard the cases.
You know, shouldn't they have vacated the NFA when they were in that?
Well, and that's what, well, the case had nothing to do with the NFA.
Right.
And, you know, if you've studied how Supreme Court jurisprudence works and how they built protections for the First Amendment over time, they did it gradually, a little bit at a time, coaxed by activists who were very careful to bring up cases that were incrementally moved them toward full protection of the First Amendment, and that's what we're trying to do with the Second Amendment. It's hard. The justices find it difficult, I should say, to wipe out huge swaths of the law all at once, unless it's for a leftist cause. I mean, look at how they basically created the right to abortion out of nothingness, and how they created the right to gay marriage out of nothingness. I mean, it's just, they just declared them to be rules because of emotional thoughts. There was nothing in any previous decision to support them, really. But when it comes to upholding actual Second Amendment rights and earlier First Amendment rights, they've done it incrementally by little bit by little bit. And the Heller decision was about the ability to have a loaded gun in the home, a loaded handgun. And they ruled on that, and they said that's clearly covered by the Second Amendment. They implied quite a bit more was covered, but they said we'll wait for further decisions. And then it appears that Justice Kennedy just wasn't willing to go along, or nobody was sure which way he would jump is probably a better way to put it. And so we haven't gotten definitive decisions protecting the right to keep and bear arms through the Supreme Court. We may get one in a few months with the New York rifle and pistol case. How much we'll get out of that is uncertain.
Well,
go ahead.
I sit back sometimes and I say, well, you know, they don't uphold Heller. But they don't uphold Heller because they haven't ever, nobody's been swatted around for bumping up against Heller. And it's
right,
sort of like
exactly.
That was built into it.
Well, it kind of was, and I think that's what Stevens was trying to do when he pushed Kennedy to insist that these caveats be built into Heller. But I think we have a chance now with a couple different justices to correct some of that silliness. Now, in terms of the NFA, because of the way things have worked out, there's hardly anybody argues with a straight face that we need to regulate suppressors or silencers as much as they are. It's just idiotic. They're a safety tool, a safety device. There's no indication that crime is increased whatsoever when silencers or suppressors are readily available. Anybody can make them relatively easily. A friend of mine showed me how to make a relatively effective suppressor for a .22 in half an hour out of junk materials when I was down in Panama. It's just not hard to do. And there are countries where you buy them over the counter. They aren't considered a regulated item at all. The prime example is New Zealand. And they do not have any level of suppressor crime that you could call suppressor crime in New Zealand. So it's just stupid. And then with the rise of firearms, you know, of people building pistols that are just short of a rifle, and rifles that are just short of being a pistol, there's a continuum from pistol to rifle on up that are all legal, but the rifle can't have a barrel over under 16 inches long, and the pistol can't have something that is officially a stock on it. Yet they all look very similar on a continuum. So it's just utterly stupid to have this artificial restriction on short-barreled rifles, and I would say short-barreled shotguns as well. And if you should make a simple declaration, if you insist on a demarcation between pistols and long guns, to say anything less than 26 inches is a pistol, anything over it is a rifle or a shotgun, and don't have any of these short-barreled rifle or shotgun nomenclature that has, it just makes no sense in the law whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I think we can make logical, obvious arguments that we should do away with at least two-thirds of the NFA right away. Any of the regulation on short-barreled rifles and shotguns and any of the regulations on suppressors, at the minimum, those items should be rolled into just regular firearms regulations. You should be able to buy a suppressor as easily as you can buy a .22 rifle, and there shouldn't be any differentiation between a short-barreled rifle and a pistol or a short-barreled rifle and a rifle. Just say if you have to make a determination, put an overall length on it. Anything longer than the one is a rifle, anything shorter is a pistol, and leave it at that. But that leaves us to a little stickier problem with machine guns or fully automatic weapons.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let's talk about that when we get back. And, of course, Dean probably hasn't written anything about Heller yet, or if he has, I haven't seen it. But I don't know. Maybe he will, because Dean writes about it, all of it, every part of it. And you can check that out at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. We were discussing in the last little bit, we were discussing the what I feel are the shortcomings. Yes.
With Heller. Yeah. And I wanted to add a couple things there.
Sure.
And people look at what's happened since Heller, and they often miss a few things. For example, Heller was decided in 2008. In 2008, there were two constitutional carry states. Now we have 16. In 2008, there were no permits available for concealed carry in Wisconsin or in Illinois. Well, Wisconsin now has one of the best shall-issue concealed carry permit systems in the states, and Illinois was forced to institute a shall-issue concealed carry permit system by the federal courts. In 2008, Iowa was a may-issue state. Now it's a shall-issue. We have been making considerable progress. It's
sure.
Just that in the states where they hate mere idea of an armed citizen with a passion, like in New York State, California, New Jersey, Maryland, Hawaii, and not everybody hates armed citizens there, just the government primarily. They have been resisting implementation of Heller vigorously, and they've been doing it in the federal courts with judges that have pushed the limits to find out how much they can get away with in disrespecting the Second Amendment. We don't see that problem as much in the states where Heller has been pretty much respected. There are really just 8 states where Heller is tremendously disrespected, but they include California, New York, Maryland, New Jersey, Hawaii. Heck, even in Puerto Rico, which is not a state, but the territory, they just passed a law for a shall issue concealed carry bill. So, and that was directly because of Heller and McDonald. There have been other territories. Guam passed a shall issue bill. I think there's a very, very restrictive shall issue bill in the Northern Mariana Islands. So we've made progress. It's just not as fast as we'd like.
Sure.
Because we frankly didn't expect such an incredibly vigorous and diehard opposition to the recognition of Second Amendment rights. I mean, why do the politicians in California and New York hate the idea of armed citizens so much? If you look at it rationally and with the data, it's not like they're a problem. They're generally a benefit to society. But I think it directly opposes their idea that the state should be unlimited and that the state is the only thing that benefits society. So we've got, you know, diehard statist, big government advocates there, and that's what they're pushing.
Well, let me ask you this then. Let me just ask you this. And this is simply because I'm being sort of a devil's advocate. So
yes.
if the states can just arbitrarily decide, well, we're not going to honor this amendment, what's to keep the states from allowing slavery? What's to keep the states from allowing pedophilia? What's to keep the states?
You're exactly correct. And that's, you know, that they're not supposed to be allowed to do that. But they've got a couple of things that help them get away with this obvious derogation of their duties to uphold the Constitution. And the biggest single one is that there is really no difference between the legacy media and the Democrat Party. And the legacy media has been pushing the idea that the Constitution is of no real significant effect for decades. The Constitution is supposed to be a living document that changes with the times, and judges get to alter it anytime they want, for however much they want, for whatever purpose they want, with, of course, the media telling the judges what they should do. So they get away with it because they have the media backing them up. I don't think that's going to continue forever. I think the election of President Donald Trump is a big signal that the media no longer has a lock on the information flow in the country.
Right.
And that was their primary source of power. And with shows like Lock and Load Radio, they no longer control what people can get in terms of facts. And if you control the facts that somebody gets, you control how they act. And the lock on the information flow has been broken. I don't think Donald Trump is a fluke, and I think things will get better over time, but we're going to have to fight. No elite gives up power willingly. I mean, we're in the middle of a big fight. We're trying to do it without violence, and the system has been set up to make it happen through elections rather than through force of arms. And with a little bit of luck and a lot of work, we may be able to make that happen.
Right. I just this whole idea that I understand that the power resides in the states. I know what the 10th Amendment was supposed to do, and I can't help but feel, you know, the. I look at what the Islamists do, and they come over here and they act like, well, you know, we're just like the Baptists, and they use the Constitution against us.
Yes, exactly.
And these Democrats are doing the same thing.
They are. You are precisely correct. And we are constrained in that if we want the Constitution to endure, we have to a certain extent, abide by constitutional rules. They don't feel any such constraint. They're perfectly willing to trash the Constitution one day and say the rules don't apply when we're going to attack you, but you attack us and, oh, we're protected by the First Amendment or we're protected by this or that. And they use the rules and the rule of law against us. They only get away with it because they control the media, mostly, in my opinion.
Well, they
control. And I think that's what's changing.
They control the fake stream media, the legacy media.
Yes, yes, the legacy media. Precisely,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But, I mean, the legacy media is it's not really a money-making proposition like it used to be. I mean, some of this stuff.
No, they're not. Work.
No.
You have people, billionaires, that are willing to shovel a lot of money at them just to keep them alive, to keep their power. I mean, a lot of money is to be made by controlling the government. We're finding that out with Hunter Biden and the Bidens and all these politicians who go in modestly well off and come out fabulously wealthy.
Yeah. People have been looking at Chelsea Clinton lately.
Yeah.
She has made a lot of money being associated with the presidency.
Yes. And I have read articles, it was from a couple years ago, talking about, I mean, they openly talked about the Clinton Foundation and how it was basically a source of legal graft. And they were applauding how marvelous the Clintons were for figuring out this way to make big bucks based on their political positions. I mean, that was the left. Oh, wow, these people are wonderful. They're brilliant. Look at how they figured out how to rip off the population for big dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I remember when they were going to oversee the rebuilding of Haiti.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. We're about to run out of time. Dean will be back here. You're going to be with me Friday?
I intend to be. Should be able to. Don't see any reason not to at this time.
Then the next time Dean and I speak will be Tuesday morning because we'll be having breakfast, and then we'll get the show pre-recorded for you, and Wednesday at least will seem like a regular old day. So thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
I always enjoy it. It's a wonderful opportunity, and it's great fun. Glad
all
to
right.
have me on.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.